2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here we go. The 15-minute morning show podcast. Look, we got a crowded house. There's Scary. There's Gandhi. There's Danielle. There's Garrett. There's Straight Nate. There's Scotty B. There's my beautiful Froggy and David Brody.
Hi, Brody.
Yay.
Welcome back.
How you feeling these days? I can't hear him.
Yes.
Here we go.
He lost his voice.
He lost your voice.
No. And he got a fresh haircut. Looking
you
fly.
Still can't hear me?
No, yep, there you are.
Yes. You sound great. Okay. So what happened? How you feeling?
Good. I got some really bad, two very bad stomach viruses. And sometime around 8 a.m. on Monday, I texted Nate and I said, I'm not going to make it to the podcast. I gotta be done at 9. I figured I was just tired or whatever. I had chills all night. And then I spent 2 days in the bathroom, 3 days without eating. A lot of that.
Wow.
And I'm on 3 antibiotics and I'm taking a line because I need to replenish. They said you can take pills or eat yogurt. And I said, I don't eat yogurt. So I'm eating pills.
All right.
So I got about 10 days of spending the most of my time in the bathroom. So
it must be very, very mind blowing when you come down with something like that in the middle of a pandemic. You're like, oh boy. So your mind probably went all sorts of different ways.
Yeah. So I went to urgent care on Tuesday and I got an instant COVID test where I tested negative. And I said, great. What's the accuracy rate? They said 87%. I said, well, what good is that? I have people in my life. I can't get sick. So I had already got. So if you've ever taken the quick test, it makes your eyes water. They shove the things in your nose twice and your eyes are watering from the irritation. So they said, well, if you don't trust the quick test, we'll give you the regular test. I said, all right. They said, it's a little more invasive. I yelled a lot. I did. Because I'm a big baby, not because it's painful. Just because it's very uncomfortable.
It is.
Right. Plus, I had needles. You saw pictures, some of you. I had needles in my arms. I was getting intravenous. It was just awful. So for those people that noticed I wasn't on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, thank you. I'm fine. I'm alive.
Good. No,
but
you
it
seem
was
okay.
Scary.
You seem
great. I haven't gotten my test results back from the regular COVID test. So I'm wearing a mask around the house, and people are staying away from me. But they usually do that anyway, so it's hard to tell the difference.
I was just saying, your family typically recoils in horror anytime you walk into the room anyways.
Yeah.
So I see your menorah is all aglow behind you, but what's behind the menorah?
Well, hold on. So behind the menorah, I'm ready. I got my, I'm ready for the new season. It's blue, but I got my Captain America. I got little Met ornaments. If you can see those.
You are celebrating the season.
You are.
I'm celebrating
is
whatever.
Not decorated. The back
I'm not in the
bare.
Bathroom, so I'm celebrating. So
Gandhi's right. The back of the tree is not decorated.
Well, don't look at the back of the tree, Gandhi.
Well, you held
just
it so I could
front.
See it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your fault.
All right.
And
sorry,
got one
my bad.
Dangly, you got a couple of dangly balls.
Hey.
Make them a little higher.
We'll talk about my dangly balls.
All right. So, you know, yesterday Scary said that he wanted to make this the best podcast ever. So we said, okay, then you should drive the podcast.
Yep.
He said, I'll go home and study and come up with a plan. So what are we doing on our podcast today, Scary? We're ready.
I can't wait. What are we doing?
All right. So you all getting the vaccine or what?
Yeah.
What? So far, this is fun.
I want your opinions.
Hey, next.
Can I help Scary out?
Let's go.
No, Brody. He said he was doing this on his own.
Yeah, no, I know. But yesterday's podcast was.
No. This isn't a monologue. I'm not going to stand here and talk for 10 minutes. I was throwing some things out there. I guess not.
No,
I was just going to say, yesterday's podcast was where did you sleep, right? What weird place? And I had one to add, but I wasn't on the podcast. So if you want to kill time, I got a really good one.
Kill time while Scary comes up with something else.
Yeah, Scary, come on. I'll give you like 2 minutes.
Okay.
So back when I was 18, I was a manager at Chuck E. Cheese. Some of you guys know that. And you may know this story. We had opened up a new store, and we were working like 19, 20, 22 hours a day. And so I had worked, I don't know, 20-something hours, and I was the closing manager, and someone else was going to come in and open. And I was supposed to go back to the hotel and sleep. Well, I said I was tired, so I said I'll just take a nap in the ball pit and, I'll wake up in a couple hours and I'll go back to the hotel. Well, I never woke up and went back to the hotel, and sometime around 11 a.m., I woke up in the ball pit and heard kids screaming and mothers yelling that some man was sleeping under the – I was literally under the balls. I had slipped from the side, And I came up like a monster out of the ball pit.
Oh,
so many jokes.
Gosh.
So many jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a
You've
dream
all
come
slept
true.
Under the balls. You know what
and
I'm saying.
So many germs.
Well, yeah, that too. But anyway, I slept in the ball pit and scared the hell out of families of all ages.
All right. Well, now that we heard the story, Scary, take it away.
Yeah. Yay!
Okay, great. So back to me. You know, something I wanted to talk about on the big show, but you, I don't know, for some reason it fell flat on its face, was I personally am fascinated with people who just go out there and put on their social media, hey, it's my birthday, just Cash App me, Venmo me some money. Or we didn't get to have a birthday this year. Here's an Amazon wish list. It's Christmas time. Send me some gifts. I just find it tacky for people who do that. Now, I know it's been a thing for a few years. I just feel like this year it's more prevalent, and I'm seeing it more than ever. I'm also seeing people request that you tip them on TikTok. So now people are doing TikToks, and they just put their link for their Venmo on there. Like, yeah. You're supposed, like, what is that? A performance or something? And I'm supposed to tip you? It's just, I find it fascinating because you're not
it's like
really
a street performer.
What a great topic.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait. And then Brody will
if
point
only
this
I hadn't
out.
I submitted
too.
It to Elvis three times.
A friend of mine went out to dinner the other night with a girlfriend of hers, and her girlfriend said, hey, watch this. The bill comes for dinner. And they're like, let's go on IG Live right now. So they go on IG Live like, oh, we're here together. Ha ha, two girls having fun. We just had dinner. And here's the bill. Anybody want to pay? And people started paying them right on the spot for dinner and started chipping in for their dinner.
Yeah.
But here's my point. It's not like it's like OnlyFans where you get something in return. It's, you know, obviously you're paying a premium for videos and pictures or content. Or like these people with these foot fetishes, right? Where it's like, oh, let me see your feet for money. You're not getting a damn thing. People are just outright just now hitting you with, here's my link, and they just throw it out there so cavalier. I find this concept to be fascinating. Obviously, some of you don't find it as fascinating and you're not dumbfounded by it. But I feel like I would never have a chance. I would never be the person to go out on a limb and put my link out there and say, here's my QR code, scan it and send me cash. I don't know. That's just not
me. Just don't do it. Just don't send them the cash.
I have friends that have been doing this forever, and weirdly enough, you're saying that these guys don't get any satisfaction from it. Some of them do get satisfaction from just taking care of someone. Like, that's what they want to do, they do it.
Sugar
you don't
daddy.
Have to pay these people.
But they're not, but so it's not, it's not tit for tat. It's not,
no.
So the psyche is,
could be.
The idea
on OnlyFans it is.
Tit for tat, actually.
Yeah. No, but the idea behind it, I'm guessing, is what? That
rule number one, Scary, be attractive.
And did you have to pay for your own dinner?
What kind of satisfaction?
What do you do if you can't meet rule number one?
Then you complain about it on a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mentioned it in my Around the Room yesterday, the other day, and it just fell flat. So I thought I would bring it up here in this forum.
It seems to be very robust today.
It's going to be what you make of it. That's okay. I mean, if you don't want to participate in it, that's fine. We'll
Scare, you're not alone because there are a bunch of guys who are on the same page as you and they're just livid at these girls getting money for absolutely no reason and not working for it. And they're reporting them to the IRS and they're getting what is called the thought audit. They're getting audited for all this money and all these gifts and all the stuff that they're getting because they're not reporting it to the IRS.
I'm not so
because
much,
of people like you.
I'm not so much livid as I am just confused.
Well, because look, like, some guys probably like the fact that they get to interact with somebody that they think is not obtainable to them.
Yeah.
You know, right. So the fact that they're interacting with this hot chick, whoa, you know, and what I guess, you know, for some guys, that does it.
Scary, you buy drinks for girls in bars that you have no chance with. Lots of guys do, not just you. I mean, that's the way it goes. You buy a girl a drink and then nothing happens. It's like the same thing, really.
I got
Although
a question.
Girls should have to pay tax on those free drinks.
I got a question. What does Elvis think about this? He's been really, really quiet.
We know what he thinks.
Scary has brought this to the surface several times, and I have no opinion. It's just, I don't understand what the big deal is. I don't understand because the first
you
time
don't
you
understand
brought this
why
up,
it's even topic worthy.
The first time you brought this up on the show, you were screaming as if you were irate. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why are you mad. So I'm trying to figure out what is it about this that triggers you. You are triggered.
He wishes he was a hot girl. Yeah, that's why.
Yes, Garrett, that's right.
Do you feel that it's unfair that you don't have the same shot at it as a hot girl?
No,
does?
I just think it's a tacky move. Like this somebody else I know, they're just like, oh well, it's you know Christmas and here's my Amazon wish list. They will put it together like a bridal registry of sorts, what you would do for a wedding. Except in that case, I'm being invited to your wedding or I'm sending you a gift because I know you. But they put together this Christmas wish list and then people will actually send stuff to this person's address.
But nobody's making them do it. If they want to do it, I mean, it's your prerogative.
It's more about I'm fascinated by this concept. I can't be the only one that is intrigued by this.
I think it's strange, but I mean, people do strange stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can we break down the... Did you get suckered and then maybe there's something you want to tell us?
No,
whose dinner
no.
did you pay for, Skeeter?
Yeah, not whose
me.
Dinner?
No.
Whose Amazon wish list did you send gifts?
Whose baby are you supporting?
No, I none of it. I don't know.
What you should have done is gotten one of these people that's done it and had them on the phone as opposed to just throwing it out there in hopes that somebody would say something.
Okay. Well,
so Skeeter, when the dinner, they paid for their dinner, obviously, and you were with them, you said. So did you have to throw... Oh, I thought you said you were with them at dinner.
No. These people posted this on their IG Live.
That's it.
All right.
Best podcast ever.
Well, no, this is becoming more awkward by the minute because Elvis is the host of the show and he's not saying a damn thing about it.
No. Well, hold on. To be fair, you asked me what I thought and I told you. And right. You know what? You are waiting for me to be a part of something that I have nothing else to contribute
okay,
to.
So
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, this is the part where we just move on to the next thing, order of business.
What do you got?
Well, it's not all
Elvis.
Me today.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
it is all you. The plan was you were going to drive the podcast today.
Didn't
you guys remember that, right, from yesterday?
Didn't we get all of these packages that we were supposed to open,
yeah.
Nate?
Who has a package?
I'm
supposed to do this on the
mine's
podcast.
Down at the street, but it's covered in 2 feet of snow. So
no, apparently we were being surprised on the podcast today is what I was in. Was
mine
I was
is
told.
Open already. I did get this in the package.
Well, what is it? Who is it from?
Well, who is it from?
American Dream Mall. Yeah, so it's from American Dream Mall,
cool.
that just opened up with. They have Nickelodeon there. They sent us. Oh, Scotty's got the package right in front of him.
Oh, cool.
They sent us a bunch of really cute stuff because they have an amusement park and a water park
a
and shopping.
It's not a mall.
It's an
American
experience.
Dream. It's an experience.
It's an experience.
Absolutely. It's so much more than a mall. It does have
if
great shopping though.
It does.
If you look in the bag, there's passes for us to go to the water park for free.
Yeah.
It's got a water park.
Oh, and they sent us, like, so many cute SpongeBob things. My kids were so happy yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Scotty B is opening Elvis's package right now.
The Oreo cookie popcorn. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I got the Snickers popcorn.
Is that my package you're opening, Scotty B?
Yeah. You got Chips Ahoy.
Oh, you got Chips Ahoy.
God,
nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I love that.
They
sent
me great stuffed animals, and my kids took them. You know, I mean,
that was
very
nice
rude.
Of them. Yeah, American Dream, it really, you know, what a weird time to be giving it the big open.
Yeah.
But actually, the people who I know who've been love the experience. They're saying when all doors are open full wide for everyone to go out and have some fun, American Dream is going to be an amazing destination.
Somebody I know went skiing there because they have like
big snow. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, big snow. And it's not real snow, obviously. But they said they really felt like they were skiing like down a mountain on real snow. They said it was so awesome.
I checked out the Nickelodeon universe, and I went on a couple of roller coasters. For an indoor roller coaster, I let me tell you something. This thing was big, was one of the top three roller coasters I've been on in my life. Upside down loops, craziness, and there's like a whole bunch of them there and that. And I also went to the DreamWorks water park, and I got a surf lesson from Santa. Well, you might have seen that.
Yeah.
So.
When I'm driving down the highway, you can see it from the highway. And you can see the roller coaster, and you can see the water park. And all the kids in the car always go, oh, when are we going there?
Take them in.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Brody, about roller coasters?
Some of those roller coasters, when they first opened, or were being built, actually, we did a story, they are record-setting roller coasters. One of them is one of the fastest in the country. One of them is the steepest incline in the country. So they're not just like, oh, it's a roller coaster at an indoor thing. No.
Right.
These are hardcore roller coasters.
I took it for granted, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
Cardi B was there last week.
One of the stores in there is called Oh Sugar, and that's who sent us this great different kinds of popcorn.
Right. Cardi B was there.
There you go. American Dream.
I'll just keep eating.
I can't wait. I want to go. I wish I could go today, but I'm snowed in. I wish I had that package. That looks like a lot of fun, too.
Anyway, I'll send it
thank
to you.
Thank you to our friends at American Dream for sending these out. We appreciate it.
I'll come plow you.
I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, what?
No, no, I already offered that first. I get first dibs.
Well, you know what? It takes more than one to plow this
field. I'll take sloppy seconds. I'll take sloppy seconds on the plow.
I'm going to post a wish list on my Instagram so hot girls can send me gifts from the American Dream.
There you go. Yeah.
You can't have this. It's mine. The kids are coming down and trying to take my stuff.
You have to share, Danielle. You have to share.
Scary. Close out your podcast.
Well, any final thoughts for the new year? I mean, this is the last podcast of 2020 for this morning show, for the 15-minute morning show. So very quickly, say just a sentence.
I'm going to say one sentence as we close out this year with this being the last podcast. I vote that we go against the law of the rules of the podcast, and we do one more tomorrow and make that the last one of the year.
Sure.
I agree.
You want to
end on this high note? Yeah.
Another one?
It's like a gift. Just give a gift.
Yeah, it's like this one wasn't that good, so we get another chance tomorrow.
Yes.
I didn't say that.
Scary hosts.
I didn't say that. I just said tomorrow, let's do a very special year-end podcast. And let's do that tomorrow.
Okay. I like that idea.
That's
like
sounds
one
good.
Line. Everyone else have a line. You don't have to do a line now because it's not the last podcast.
Yeah, right. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Right. Everybody say bye.
Very last
bye.
Podcast.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.